And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Leopard Spots.
Well, that is all I need to hear. That Babs Kugel is Caswell Fisher's dam, and that Chester Nubbs is also in love with her. It is later that same afternoon that Jack Keegan comes back to the dressing room to take a look at Caswell. And the scene is as follows.
So this is the leopard kid, eh, Spider?
Sure. What do you think of him, Jack?
He don't look like a fighter.
Oh, I'm not.
What he means is he does not compare with Chester Nubbs.
Oh, I see. Spider Broadway, I want to talk with you.
Sure. Go get dressed, Caswell.
Okay.
What is the matter, Jack?
Look at his skin. It's all white.
What do you want, the color movie?
If he goes in the ring with that white skin, the fight will look phony. Looks like he trained in a dark cellar.
Jack, I can do nothing about his skin.
Get a sun lamp. Sit him under it. Get him tanned up a little.
Sun lamp? But that cost money.
Look, Spider, do like I say. And he better look good.
Oh, how do you like that, Broadway? Now I got to make this guy look like a lifeguard.
He is awful white.
But I will not buy a sun lamp. Look.
At what?
Iodine.
What about it?
There is lots of it here. And it is a brown color. I can give him a fine tan with it.
You are figuring on painting him with iodine?
It is cheaper that way. Come on.
And it is done. Caswell puts up a kick, but Spider starts talking again and raises Caswell's end of the purse to 235 bucks. After about 2 minutes, the iodine starts to sting and has to be washed off. But there is a catch. It comes off only in spots, and Caswell looks very peculiar indeed. But Spider is enthusiastic because he says this makes Caswell very picturesque and colorful and lives up to his name, the Leopard Kid. Well, it comes up the morning of the fight. Spider is out eating, and I am waiting in the dressing room at the gym when in walks Jack Keegan, and the scene is as follows.
Where's Spider, Broadway?
He is eating.
And the Leopard Kid?
Getting into some trunks for a light workout.
Uh-huh.
There is something on your mind?
There is. I'm worried.
You are?
Yeah. Broadway, if you and Spider are trying to pull a surprise, don't.
Jack, I promise you, there is nothing surprising about this except the fact that I do not go right back to New York.
You can't.
Huh? Why not?
Last night I got to thinking. Spider is a pretty dodgy character. So I thought maybe he might have something up his sleeve.
Like what, for instance?
Like a double cross. Maybe this Leopard Kid is very good.
No.
He might be. So I got a couple of friends of mine to keep an eye on the both of you.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, Chester is top-heavy over this Kugel doll, and he's bringing her to the fight tonight.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah. He wants to show what a fighter he is.
I see.
He plans to open up in the first round. Now, Chester is a slow starter, and it takes time for me to figure out the other boy's style and give Chester a plan.
So?
So, if Chester loses his head to look good in front of that doll, and your boy gets in with a lucky punch, you see?
I see.
Why did he have to fall in love with that Kugel dame?
This is a funny world. And a small one.
Yeah. And it'll get smaller for you and Spider if anything happens. Remember what I said.
Did he say Kugel?
Huh? Well, Caswell, I do not see you standing there.
I am. Broadway. Did he say Kugel?
It must be some other Kugel.
He meant Babs, didn't he?
Babs? Babs? Who is Babs?
You know who she is. My girl.
Now look, Caswell.
So, as soon as my back's turned, she's untrue.
Now look, Caswell.
All right, let her be. But I'll show that Chester Nubbs a thing or two.
You will what?
I'll kill him. I'll go right after him.
He will murder you.
Maybe, but not before I show him a thing or two.
Believe me, Caswell, you will show nobody anything but how still you can lay down on the canvas.
I heard what Keegan said. You're afraid for your own skin.
No, well, not only that. But you will get hurt, maybe real bad.
I'll take that chance. Come on, train me.
Oh, the fight is tonight, and you say train.
I've got to get in shape.
Caswell, look, there is a way out for all of us. Get sick. Have an appendix.
Mine was taken out 10 years ago.
Well, catch cold.
No.
Get sick in any direction, any way. The fight will have to be postponed.
I'm going to fight Chester Nubbs and show him and Babs Kugel a thing or two. Now, I'm going to train.
There's nothing to it, but he trains. He has got about 10 hours before he gets into the ring with a guy whose left hook is dynamite and whose right cross is always rockabye. I feel sorry for Caswell, so I leave the gym and go to the hospital to see Miss Kugel, figuring maybe she is able to do something. What goes on is this.
Just a minute. Are you trying to tell me that this leopard kid is Caswell?
For the last 10 minutes, I am making noises like that, yes.
That's utterly ridiculous.
It is, but it is also true.
You're telling the truth?
I am telling the truth.
Well, he lied to me. He said he took a job upstate.
But he only does this so he can get the money to marry you, Miss Kugel.
Well, he could have come to me and told me.
I do not think you have much room for criticism, Miss Kugel. Do you not run around with Chester Nubbs when you think Caswell is away?
Does Caswell think I'm in love with Chester Nubbs?
He leans in that direction, yes. What is funny?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Look, you have got to stay away from that fight tonight. If you go, Chester will try to show you what a great fighter he is. Caswell will try to kill him, and there will be nothing left of Caswell.
To say nothing of what'll happen to you and Mr. Spider McCoy.
Go to Caswell. Tell him he has got to get sick.
I certainly will not.
But do you not care for him?
That's my business.
Miss Kugel, you will either be his wife or his nurse.
That's his business.
All right, all right. It is his funeral.
Well, are you finished now?
I think I am, in more ways than one.
If you'll excuse me, I'm on duty. There are patients.
Tell him to move over.
Goodbye, Mr. Broadway.
No, please, little miss, wait a minute. Think it over. If you will not go to Caswell and get him to get sick, at least be absent from the fight tonight.
I've never been to a prize fight. Maybe I'll enjoy it.
Not this one. If you do not come, maybe Caswell will think better of what he wishes to do. And Chester Nubbs will not try to show off.
Mr. Broadway, you're not a woman.
I admit that fact. But what good is that in this discussion?
Well, it's rather flattering to have two men fighting over you. Yes, it is. I think I'm going to like it. I'll be there tonight.
But what about me?
We have lovely rooms here, and you'll get the best of care.
I do not like the way she says that, or the thought behind it. Well, the night comes on very fast. In fact, it is the shortest day I ever spend. There is nothing to do but go through with a fight, and I find myself in Caswell's corner at ringside. The place is packed with fans who are here to see Chester Nubbs do away with another opponent. Spider is very nervous, and so am I, because right back of us are two citizens who are not here for the fight. They watch us. Then the scene is as follows.
Broadway, do you see Miss Kugel?
Yeah, I see her. She is sitting right behind Chester's corner.
I'll show her a thing or two. And him, boy.
Now look, Caswell, do not be rash. If you see or smell anything like a glove coming your way, just lie down. And do not move until you feel me lifting you up.
Look, she just passed a note to him. It's a love note. Oh, I'll show them a thing or two.
Now just take it easy. Come on. That is your introduction.
Spider leads Caswell to the center of the ring. And I notice something funny. Chester Nubbs stays away from Caswell. Does not even shake hands with him. Then Spider and Caswell are back in the corner.
Pass him love notes right under my nose, will she? Oh, I'll show him a thing or two.
Caswell, the best thing you could show tonight is some sense. Keep away from Chester Nubbs.
I'll kill him.
My career is over here and now.
Remember, stay away from him, Caswell.
Or lie down quietly. Get some rest.
Broadway, do you see what I see?
It looks to me like Chester is staying away from Caswell.
I do not understand. He says he will kill him.
Spider, look at Jack Keegan.
Yeah, I see him. He is trying to show me a large pocket knife. I wonder why.
I do not think he is trying to show it to you.
Broadway, look at Chester. He looks like he's scared stiff.
I see. But I wonder why. Well, that is the way it goes. Chester Nubbs keeps away from Caswell, and Caswell chases him around the ring. The crowd applauds at first because they think Chester is showing how good he is. Then they realize that Caswell is chasing Chester. This goes on round after round. And it comes up the last round, and nobody hits anybody else. But the crowd is cheering Caswell for going after Chester. Then the fight is over, and we are in the corner.
Why didn't you head him off when he came around this way? I want to kill him.
Be quiet. They are going to announce the result.
We win! We win!
I finally manage a winner!
Don't let him get out of the ring. I'll catch my breath and I'll kill him.
Spider, do not look now. But those two citizens are coming over to us.
Caswell, do I not put you in the ring and bring you fame and fortune?
Huh? Why, sure.
Look, those two guys coming at us. They wish to rough us up. They are male. They are friends of Chester Nubs.
Oh, they are they? Well, I'll teach them a thing or two.
Caswell! Caswell!
Friends of his, huh? All right. Here's where I get even.
It is all over in a little while. Caswell cools off Keegan's boys and the gendarmes get us to the dressing room. Now, that is not the end of the story. Well, like I say, we are in the dressing room. Spider is very happy because he thinks he has a coming champ. Although I know something is more than somewhat wrong. Then the door opens, and the scene is as follows.
Caswell! Caswell!
Babs!
Oh, you big boob, you might have been hurt.
Now she remembers.
Miss Kugel, you are going to marry the heavyweight champion of the world.
I am not.
Oh, so you don't think I can fight, huh? Chester Nubs knew I was mad.
That is right. Chester sees the killer instinct in Caswell's eyes and is afraid. Caswell, do you think you can get that look again?
All I have to do is to think of Babs and that Nubs. Well, what's so funny?
Oh, you big lummox. I love you.
But Chester Nubs.
Why, Chester Nubs was only an interesting case, a hypochondriac, one of the finest cases I've ever seen.
Miss Kugel, please leave. I wish to take my boy away. He is a great fighter.
Fighter? Caswell, you and I are going back to Bellburg and be happy.
You and I? But my career...
Look at you. Mr. Broadway, look at him.
I am looking.
Well, what do you see?
Caswell Fish.
Caswell Fish with spots all over him. Big brown spots. Those spots won the fight for you, you big idiot.
What are you saying, little miss?
Because Chester Nubs is a hypochondriac. I sent him a note just before the fight began.
Oh, yeah, that love note. What about that?
Love note? Well, maybe you've all learned your lesson, so I'll tell you. That note said Caswell has a very contagious disease, and just getting near those spots would prove disastrous. Now get dressed, Caswell.
Oh, okay, Babs.
Broadway, there goes my career. Two times in one night.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, Leopard Spots. The Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.